The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, the third chapter, the 16th verse. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. God was manifested in the flesh. Once again on this blessed Christmas morning, we come to the manger bed of Jesus, and there we both contemplate and adore the great mystery of the Incarnation, of God in the flesh and blood, in the same humanity that is yours and mine. When preaching on this day more than 1600 years ago, Saint Gregory of Nazianzus, the Bishop of Constantinople and a great and faithful witness to the great mystery of the Incarnation, spoke wonderfully about this great mystery. Christ is born, glorify him. Christ comes from heaven, go out to meet him. Once more the darkness is dispelled. Once more the light is created. The things of old have passed away. Behold, all things are made new. He who has no mother in heaven is now born without father on earth. He who is without flesh becomes incarnate. The Word puts on a body. The invisible is seen. He whom no hand can touch is handled. The timeless has a beginning. The Son of God becomes the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And all this was for you, for me, for the whole creation. I often think that it is in the church's hymns, in Christian poetry, that we can find the most wonderful expression of our faith. For example, in a hymn written by John Moberne, who was born in Belgium not long before the year 1500. Moberne's hymn is cast in the form of a conversation between the poet and the Savior. The poet asks, "Dost thou in a manger lie, who hast all created, stretching infant hands on high, Savior, long awaited? If a monarch wear thy state, wear thy court on thee to wait, royal purple wear, here no regal pomp I see, naught but need and poverty. Why thus cradled there?" And then the Savior answers, pitying love for fallen man brought me down thus low. For a race deep lost in sin came I into woe. By this lowly birth of mine, sinner, riches shall be thine, matchless gifts and free. Willingly this yoke I take, and this sacrifice I make, heaping joys for thee. If you're looking for the meaning of Christmas, there it is. God's Son takes on himself all that is ours. Our humanity, our frailty, our sin, our death, and he freely gives us all that is his. His deathless life, his joy, his life, his mercy, his peace. All that is ours, he takes on himself. All that is his, he freely gives to you, to me. I love the words of Dr. Luther preaching on the afternoon of Christmas Day in the year 1500. If it is true that the child is born of the Virgin and is mine, then I have no angry God. And I must know and feel that there is nothing but laughter and joy in the heart of God the Father, and no sadness in my heart. For if what the angel says is true, that he is our Lord and Savior, what can sin do against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? And little more than 100 years later, Paul Gerhardt sings, shall we still dread God's displeasure, who to save freely gave his most cherished treasure? To redeem us, he hath given his own Son from the throne of his might in heaven. The shepherds found Jesus in Bethlehem. The name Bethlehem means house of bread. House of bread. And how wonderful it is that in the plan of God, Christ was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread. Christ, who says, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The shepherds found the Savior in Bethlehem, the house of bread, and so do we. We too find the Savior in the house of bread, the hallowed bread of the sacrament, which is his body, born this day of Mary. And so not only in Bethlehem, but also in the sacrament, how silently the wondrous gift is given. All that is ours, the Lord Christ takes on himself to save us. Our humanity, our frailty, our misery, our guilt, our death. And in that joyful exchange that is salvation, he gives us all that is his. His deathless life, his joy, his light, his mercy, his peace. And so as we come to the altar on this blessed Christmas morning, we pray, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.